di-ra-da. La di-ra-di-ra-da, la di-ra-da.
Welcome to another jam-packed episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. Good morning. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Time. Yeah, nice day for radio, huh? I want you all to just grab that cup of hot cocoa and sit back, because I've got lots of stuff on my plate this morning. We're going to have around 15 minutes, an interview with Gary Hobisch, also known as Arm & Hammer, a guy who archives my shows, but also he's a recording engineer and does a lot of work remixing a lot of old masters. You might see his name on the back of Creedence Clearwater CDs. He's remixing the Boss Shiva sessions, a lot of stuff by Boss Shiva, who's an exotic artist from the 40s and 50s. I will be playing some of her stuff. She worked with Les Baxter. Also, later on in the show, the first hour, tracks by Laurie Biagini, my new friend, who does a lot of girl pop, a lot of great sunshiny Beach Boys type stuff. We're going to have tracks from the new Royksopp CD with Licky Lee on vocals. At 11 o'clock, in the 11 o'clock hour, an interview with Paul Pott and the Happy Clams. And at 11:30, some tracks by Gloria Balsam. What a show. I hope it goes okay. I'm a little bit scared. But sit back, have that cup of coffee, and listen to the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Oh,
Bit of Kim Weston there for you. That's an unreleased track called Take Me in Your Arms from the unreleased album, the Motown Berry Gordy produced album Take Me in Your Arms. Before that, Kim Weston started off our show today, the Sunday Morning Hangover, with her astounding version of Eleanor Rigby. Thank you, Honey Pie Pants, for calling in. You know, this is the Reverend Mark time, and in a few minutes we'll have some music by Boss Shiva, but first, we have an obituary. We have a very sad obituary. One of the giants of the music biz died the other day. A man named Alan Livingston, music executive who created Bozo the Clown. Yes, he's the guy that started Bozo. Came up with the Bozo the Clown character for the 1946 album Bozo at the Circus. Livingston died at 91 of age-related causes. But this guy really was very influential on 20th century music. Listen to this. Not only did he come up with Bozo the Clown, he was an executive at Capitol Records. And when Frank Sinatra was at a low point in his career, he signed him to Capitol, hooked him up with Nelson Riddle, and they did these great records in the 1950s. Also, he worked in TV, produced the Western series Bonanza Think about that. Think about the world without Bonanza, the world without Sinatra. He returned to Capitol Records when he signed the Beach Boys and the Steve Miller Band and the band. Think about the world without those bands. And then he heard a song by this group from England called The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and he signed The Beatles to Capitol Records. Yes, Alan Livingston, the guy who created Bozo the Clown, also wrote standards like Mona Lisa, Silver Bells, and Que Sera Sera, Whatever Will Be Dead This Week. We'll miss you, Alan.
Have you ever heard anybody say, "Hey, look at that bozo over there. What a bozo. But what a bunch of bozos. Like it's a bad thing"? Well, I'm here to tell you what a bozo really is. Now, bozo is a clown. A clown who wears size 83 shoes, has the hair of a yak, and a big red nose, and likes to have fun. Bozo is a clown who likes to make people happy. That's what a bozo is. That's who Bozo the Clown is. Bozo is someone who loves people. Short people, thick people, tall people, all people. People from all over the world. And when they find people in outer space, Bozo will love them too. That's what a bozo is. That's who Bozo the Clown is. Bozo is someone who loves to make people laugh. Doesn't matter what color you are, what country you're from, what language you speak, Bozo likes to make everyone laugh. And he's been doing it for 50 years. That's what a bozo is. That's who Bozo the Clown is. You might ask, how do you know so much about Bozo? What makes you such an expert on Bozo the Clown? Well, I am Bozo. But no, not really. But I'm proud to say that Bozo the Clown is my pal. And a pal is the best thing you can be.
Sorry, Gary, for hanging up on you, but I did a Bozo no-no just a few minutes ago. I confused Jay Livingston with his brother, Alan, who died, okay? So my friend Gary Mollica from Cleveland pointed out that in this obituary, they point out that Alan Livingston's late brother was the composer that wrote Mona Lisa and the theme for Bonanza, and Jay Livingston was the composer. I mean, Alan Livingston was the guy that discovered Bozo. I hope you figured that one out okay.
Gripped onto the milk. see, it's me. You know it's time to let me go. This could be your lucky day in hell. Never know who it might be at your doorbell. This could be your lucky day in hell.
Listening to the music of Boss Shiva, and we should have my good friend Gary Hobisch on the phone. Gary, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mark.
All right. Gary, you and me go back a long ways, don't we?
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of you might know that Gary archives this show, the Sunday Morning Hangover, on the net at www.ahammer.com, and Boss Shiva's really wailing here. Gary, Gary, what is your involvement with Boss Shiva, who we're listening to?
I remaster and restore records, old records for release on CD, and one of the companies that I work for, Reboot Stereophonic Records in New York, is dedicated to Jewish American culture, and they sent me this material to work on, and it's fascinating material. Bas Shiva is sort of a real jazz singer type story. Her father was a cantor, a chazan, a singer in a Jewish synagogue. And she wanted to go out and not only sing Jewish cultural music, but also sing American pop music. And she changed her name to, as to not embarrass her father. So it's a real, you know, sort of Al Jolson, Neil Diamond kind of thing going on. And they sent me this material of everything that she ever recorded is going to be coming out on a new CD in April. They sent this material that is so divergent. On the one hand, it's Jewish Hebraic chants, and on the other hand, it's this extreme exotica stuff, like you were just playing Lust from the Passions album by Les Baxter, who's pretty... You know, extremely well known in the you know, exotica, what came to be known as exotica, but this record really goes into some deep places, I think.
Right, right. We play a lot of Les Baxter on this program. We're kind of segueing into another track from that Les Baxter album called The Passions. Now, are you going to be reissuing The Passions?
The Passions is going to be on this disc. It's going to be a CD that has everything she is known to have recorded. It's going to have The Passions, and it's also going to have an album that she did called Soul of the Jew, which is highly orchestrated Hebraic chants in which she sings cantor synagogue type material, but in a way that is extremely powerful. This is a little tie-in to Alan Livingston over at Capitol Records, who you just mentioned, who passed away yesterday. Both of these records were on Capitol in 1952, I think, in 1955. And this comes from an era when a record company could put out ethnic material They didn't need to sell 10 million of everything. And this is major label material, which is fascinating.
Yeah, Capitol Records had quite an output in the 50s and 60s. If I'm yard sailing, I see a Capitol album, I just pick it up just because it's on Capitol, you know?
Yeah. Another interesting thing, a little tangent on these two records, is they come from the era when the industry was still making a transition from 78s to LPs, and they're 10-inch LPs. They're short albums that have six or seven songs on them each, and The Passions comes with all this technical information about this new thing called hi-fi.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
It's a really deep, detailed technical explanation of how the record was recorded and what the needle does when it sits in the groove and all the technical information for putting back LPs that were brand new at the time.
Well, this is just incredible stuff. So you say this Bas Sheva, that's Bass Sheva, if anybody wants to look at her YouTube videos. This will be out sometime in April, you say.
Yeah, it'll be on Reboot Stereophonic Records, and I'm not sure what the title will be, but it'll have all of The Passions, it'll have all of Soul of the Jew, and I think about a half dozen singles that she recorded of popular music.
Yeah, her name really was Beatrice Kurzman, born in Philadelphia, and she died at age 34 from a diabetic reaction on a cruise ship. That's so sad. She died in 1960, but she really was kind of a compatriot of I'm a Sumac, that sort of style. And again, I'm a Sumac worked with Les Baxter also.
Right. And Bas Sheva put out such little material, recorded a total of something around 15 songs in her entire career, but within those 15 songs, she's going from the very beginnings of exotica, and the passions goes way beyond exotica. This is some very heavy emotional stuff that's going on in this record, to the Jewish records, to pop records, and within that very short span and very short list of recordings, she really went from A to Z. She really went all the way from one end to the other in the pop spectrum.
Yeah, we are speaking with Gary Hobisch, who's presently, what are you doing? You're remastering or remixing or what?
Remastering. This would more come under restoring, because the original tapes are nowhere to be found. And so we're actually restoring these from the original vinyl.
Restoring the Bas Sheva recordings, which should be out sometime in April. You sent me one, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but I guess thanks for coming on the air and discussing that with me, Gary. I want you to tell me a little bit about this next track we're going to hear.
Oh, this is She Yabone Beis Hamikdash, and I'm sure I'm mispronouncing it too, because proper pronunciation of Yiddish is not genetic. And it's a Messianic prayer, and it talks about the future restoration of the Second Temple in Israel. It's a real good happy Sunday morning show, happy morning Sunday song for you.
We'll see about
one
that.
One thing I'd like to point out is something that struck me as I was working on this. The only voice in contemporary American music of the 20th century that I can think of to really compare to Bas Sheva in its emotional breath and its tone, which you'll hear in this next track, is, and some of your listeners may laugh, but I'm quite serious, Judy Garland in her prime. The emotional depth and the chest voice that gets used here. Bas Sheva actually did in her non-professional life was a female cantor in the Jewish synagogue, which was extremely rare in those days, much less so today, but it was very rare to have a female chazan in a Jewish temple, and her voice was just an amazing, amazing instrument.
All right, well, let's hear that track pronounced again.
She Yabone Beis Hamikdash.
All right, we're going to be hearing that. Thank you very much, Gary Hobisch, and we'll see you over at ahammer.com.
You shall.
Thank you.
As we listen to Miles Davis, Kind of Blue, a little excerpt, a little bit, 15 minutes of Boss Shiva, exotic artist you probably never heard of before, and from upcoming tracks from her anthology produced by my good friend Gary Hobisch. This is KWVA Eugene. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover with the Reverend Mark Time. I have such a jam-packed show today, I forgot what I was going to do. Where is it? Yeah, we are going to be playing some stuff a little bit further on up by Lori Biagini. Also, a track from the new Royksopp CD with Licky Lee. And interview with Paul Pot and the Happy Clams about 11:05 and some Gloria Balsam. But first, we were talking about how Alan Livingston died. Not Jay, his brother, but Alan. And there was another great pioneer that died recently, too. His name was Paul Harvey. That's right. This is our Paul Harvey tribute, because even though Paul Harvey was a conservative, he was a good friend of Joe McCarthy's, and he outed all kinds of people as being communists, and he was basically the Rush Limbaugh of his day, the man still was a radio genius. And he pulled in a lot more listeners than Rush Limbaugh and any of those other guys. You might remember Paul Harvey. Good day? Well, did you know that Paul Harvey, and he died this week, and I'm really sad about it, but hey, the guy was pretty old. He actually looked like Dick Clark, you know? I mean, I'm talking about the current Dick Clark. Anyways, did you know that Paul Harvey was an advocate of medical marijuana? Yeah, just listen.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Marijuana. Stand by for news. Marijuana. 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 On Cullendon Lane, Jacksonville, Florida, marijuana. Chuck Buick finally gave up. Chuck enjoys marijuana. Marijuana. So he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. Marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully. Marijuana. My marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. Marijuana. Marijuana.
Marijuana.
Marijuana. I went to the washroom, and even from there, it sounded like a real live lady singing right outside the door. Marijuana. I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Marijuana. With heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing and you've lost track of which way is out. Marijuana. Marijuana. There's a searing ember down your neck. Search, rescue, ventilate. Marijuana. Somebody's singed a kitten.
So relaxed. So relaxed. Neck muscles are becoming so relaxed. And so at ease. Your lower legs are relaxing. Let it happen. And let the relaxation flow. Your upper legs are relaxing.
Marijuana. Marijuana.
It is fast becoming a new American tradition. The reasons for having the party are the same. Friends getting together to have fun. New relationships are made here as well.
Oh, it feels so wonderful.
Probably more easily, since there is a feeling of openness and sharing between the smokers. Euphoria seems to be everywhere. And all the senses seem to be heightened.
This sound is really...
Food, smells, touch, music, all contribute to the enjoyment of the evening. The intoxication they feel from the marijuana
is an entirely different kind of high than one gets with alcohol.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Yeah, my friend Marty called and reminded me that Paul Harvey was from Chicago. And, you know, Paul Harvey did a record with Martin Denny, and it was all about how he used to ride the train around the loop. Just listen.
I was born in a basement in 1959. The Golden Rule is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of two great nations run in my veins because I offer free enterprise opportunity to those chained to a dull, futureless job and a drab existence. I am many things. I am many people. I am 80,000 living souls and the spirit of millions who have lived and died so that men might be free. I'm the spirit of French fur traders and the voyageurs, the Americans crossing the continent in covered wagons. I'm the spirit of the 49ers. I'm the combined enthusiasm of a New Orleans Mardi Gras and a Calgary Stampede. And I am brotherhood of Scottish, English, French-Canadian, mingled with Italian, Irish, Negro-American, and many more. My colors are the red and white of the flags of two great nations, and the blue of the sky that spans them both. I am the spirit that built the Canadian Pacific Railway and the Mackinac Bridge, the St. Lawrence Waterway and the Panama Canal. I can build dreams as big as you can conceive. I am large and growing, sprawling from Atlantic to Pacific now, and my arms reach out to embrace Alaska and Hawaii and Puerto Rico. My industry is making life better in quiet villages, in cities that never sleep, and on millions of farms. Because uncommon men and women have had the God-inspired faith to follow my quest across forest, field, mountain, desert. You can look at me and see the glory of the past, the growth of the present, the promise of the future. I have been a dreamer, a builder. I have worked hard to create a success story that men said could not be done. Yes, these are the things I am. I was born in freedom, and God willing, in freedom, I will spend the rest of my days. May I possess always the integrity, the courage, the strength to keep myself unshackled, to remain a citadel of freedom, a beacon of hope, a wellspring of free enterprise opportunity to all the people of this great land. This is my wish. This is my goal. And this is my prayer in this year, 1968. Almost 9 years since I was born. I am Amway.
All right, this is that segment in the Sunday Morning Hangover where we read your fan letters. Dear Mark, rock on, Mark. I love Go All the Way. It was my favorite song in the third grade. It brings back memories. Hugs from Lori. Also, from Trio Gacho, a band in San Diego. Thanks for airing us, Reverend. God bless you. You'll be rewarded, although you'll have to wait before you get your kickback. Don't store up your treasures on earth where thieves steal and moths destroy. Store up your treasures in heaven. Seriously, though, thanks a bunch. Otto wrote in, said, the Tico Tico program may be one of your best ever. I'm loving it. My favorite programs are always the most twisted ones. Also, Nick Treadwell from England. I was listening to the David Lynch show, and I got hold of the audiobook, and I really enjoyed your show. He's one of my favorite directors. My favorite Lynch film is Eraserhead. Nick Treadwell, another cool thing you did. Anyways, cool show. And my friend Paul Ray enjoyed last Sunday's show. Paul Ray says, another great show last Sunday. Who would have thought we shared a fondness for yodeling as well? I've been forever wondering what the name of the song was that I heard in Raising Arizona. It was way out there by the Sons of the Pioneers. Also, Paul writes about the Kinks and how slosh they were. Nice show as usual. Friend of mine, Hallie Lauren, local jazz singer, will be on the show April 19th. She wrote in and said she'd love to hear my show sometime. If you look at the Eugene Weekly, you will see Hallie Lauren on this week's Eugene Weekly. She will be on the Sunday Morning Hangover on April 19th performing live for you. Another person that's going to be on the Hangover, my friend Lori Biagini, and she really is super. Met her on Facebook. You've heard her stuff on the Craig Lab Snap, Crackle, and Pop show. I want to play a couple of tracks from her, and she will be on my show on Easter Sunday. This is Lori Biagini, A Far Out Place. I just love that girl rock. We're listening to Lori Biagini. She's from Vancouver up north. We're going to hear another one called, a track called A Beautiful Dream. Lori Biagini here on The Hangover.
Thank you.
We heard Lori Biagini, and that was a track called A Beautiful Dream. Before that, A Far Out Place. Lori Biagini from Vancouver will be interviewed by phone, and we'll be playing some of her new CD here on The Hangover on Easter morning, whenever that is. We're listening to Launchpad right now from a Launchpad CD, Electrostatic. And it's funny. Thanks, Dave, for pointing this out. I was blown away, too, because I saw the new Eugene Weekly, and I said, wow, look at the cover. It says Launchpad. I said, but that's not Lilu Laserlight from Launchpad on the cover. That's my friend Hallie Lauren. What gives? So I went to the article, which is called Launchpad, Eugene's Potent Music Scene by Rick Levin. And nowhere do they mention the local band Launchpad. I can't figure that one out. But they did mention a couple of great DJs here on the station, Kells J and my good friend Mr. Boy. Yes, Kells J and Mr. Boy point out that a lot of Eugene musicians and bands relocate to Portland. It's a bigger city. You can get exposure. But still, Mr. Boy says, Eugene fans are more supportive and open-minded than their counterparts up in Portland. The audience in Eugene is a lot more enthusiastic, says Mr. Boy, noting the dancing versus observing quotient. In Portland, you see a lot of folks standing around watching their bands with their arms crossed. So, interview in Eugene Weekly this week called Launchpad. This is the Launchpad we're listening to. And also featuring my friend Hallie Lauren, who will be on this show on April 19th playing her great jazz stuff. Yeah. What do we got coming up next? This is the Reverend Mark time. You know, I promised you we were going to hear a little bit of the new Royksopp CD, which is coming out next week. And I really love this next track. It's featuring Licky Lee. If you know who Licky Lee is, I think you'll really like this. And I really like that. That's from the new Royksopp CD coming out next week. The CD is called Junior, and that's Licky Lee on a track with Royksopp called Miss It So Much. And even though Lane from the Lane and Kara show on Fridays at 11 o'clock says that his meeting Licky Lee was not exactly the most wonderful experience, I still love Licky Lee. We're going to play one more track from the Royksopp CD, and then we get the Happy Clams interview coming up at the next hour. This track features Anna Lee Drecker from a band called Bel Canto, and this is from the Royksopp Jr. CD coming out next week, a track called You Don't Have a Clue.